我们今早早邀请到 International Justice Mission 国际行议会 IJM 的 Eugene Au， 他是代表 IJM 来到我们中间，来到去分享他们的机构近况和 update 下我们的进展样。如果你过去这几年你都有回哥伦的话，今年其实我们是第三年我们与这个机构同行，并且我们继续去在金钱上面来到去捐助去支持他们的事工的。所以今早早 Eugene 会在我们中间跟我们去分享神的说话，还有来到去又讲一些故事给我们听，到底 IJM 在这个世界上神透过他们做了什么的工作。我邀请大家可不可以用掌声来到去邀请 Eugene 上来，和 Karen 姊妹会为我们作出翻译的。
Thank you, Pastor Wilbur. It's an honor to be back with you to speak from God's word and to share about our work at International Justice Mission.
好榮幸能夠再一次回到哥倫教會分享神的話語，以及介紹我們國際行義會的工作。
And it's been a great privilege to connect with your church over the last 2 years, and we're very grateful that IJM is one of your reaching out partners, because we're so encouraged by your commitment to service and to generosity.
过去嗰两年，我哋能够同哥伦教会建立关系，实在系非常之大嘅祝福。我哋亦都非常之感恩国际行义会能够成为哥伦教会多走一步事工嘅伙伴。见到大家嘅尽心服侍同埋慷慨，实在系令到人非常之鼓舞。
And at IJM, our mission is to serve people in need by protecting them from violence. And our inspiration for our work is Jesus, because Jesus came to bring freedom and to bring restoration to the whole world.
在国际行义会，我们的使命是要去保护有需要的人，帮助他们脱离暴力。这个使命的灵感是来自耶稣，因为耶稣来到这个世界上面就是要带来自由和复活。
And our passage today, it shows us Jesus' heart to serve and to empower those people who are in need. So let's hear from God's word from the Gospel of John. 我们有请 Karen 来跟我们读经文。
今天我们所分享的经文将会看到耶稣的心肠，他怎样去服侍和怎样赋予力量给有需要的人。现在就等我们一起聆听神的话语，约翰福音五章二至十八节。在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个水池，希伯来话叫做不士大，池边有五处走廊，在那里躺着许多病人，有瞎眼的、瘸腿的和瘫痪的，他们等候水洞，因为有主的使者按时下去搅动池水，水洞之后谁先下去，无论什么病必得痊愈。那里有一个人病了38年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了很久，就问他，你要痊愈吗？病人回答，先生，水洞的时候没有人把我放在池里，自己想去的时候总是给别人抢先。耶稣对他说，起来，拿着你的褥子走吧。那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子走了。那天正是安息日，因此犹太人对那医好了的人说，今天是安息日，你拿着褥子是不可以的。他却回答，那使我痊愈的对我说，拿起你的褥子走吧。他们就问，那对你说拿起来走吧的是谁？那医好了的人不知道他是谁，因为那里人很多，耶稣已经避开了。后来耶稣在殿里遇见那人，对他说，你已经痊愈了，不可再犯罪，免得招来更大的祸。那人就去告诉犹太人，使他痊愈的就是耶稣。从此犹太人就迫害耶稣，因为他常常在安息日作这些事。耶稣却对他们说，我父作工直到现在，我也作工。因此犹太人就更想杀耶稣，因为他不但破坏安息日，而且称神为自己的父，把自己与神当作平等。
So in Jerusalem, there is this pool named Bethesda, and it's a fitting name because Bethesda means house of mercy.
在耶路撒冷有一个水池叫做不士大，这个名字起得很贴切的，因为不士大是解作怜悯之屋的意思。
So people gathered at the pool because they were looking for help, and they believed that the water in the pool would get stirred up, and the first person who entered would be healed.
当时有很多病人都聚集在那里，因为他们真的很想得到医治和帮忙。他们相信水池的水一旦被搅动的话，第一个进去的人就能够得到医治的了。
But the people who were waiting for healing, they were ignored. They were forgotten. So they had great need, and this is where Jesus goes to serve.
不過呢一班等候醫治嘅人呢，往往係被人忽略、被人遺忘嘅。佢哋有極大嘅需要，而耶穌亦都選擇咗去呢個地方做佢嘅服侍。
Jesus goes to this place of hopelessness, and he meets this man who's been disabled for 38 years. So that's longer than many people lived during those times.
耶穌嚟到呢一個幾乎係冇希望嘅地方，遇到一個已經癱瘓咗38年嘅人。咁喺當時嚟講咧，其實38年已經係超過好多人一生嘅壽命㗎啦。And
then Jesus asks an interesting question: Do you want to get well?
耶穌問咗一個好有趣嘅問題：你想痊癒嗎？
Jesus knew that this man had been disabled for a long time, so why ask him something that seems obvious?
耶稣明明知道这个人已经瘫痪了很久了，为什么还要问一个这么显而易见的问题呢？
Now, when I see Jesus asking him this question, I see that he is centering this man and giving him power, by giving him control over his circumstances.
当我见到耶稣去问这个问题的时间，其实我见到的是耶稣要将焦点、力量和选择权都归还给这个人，让他可以掌控自己的处境。
Because this man has been ignored and he's been overlooked, so he has felt powerless for many years. And it highlights the man's despair when he tells Jesus that he has no one to help him.
这个人长期被人忽视和遗忘，其实他觉得已经很无力了。当他跟耶稣说没有人帮他的时间，更加凸显出他的绝望。
So maybe he's given up hope, but Jesus saw what he needed, he heals him, and he gives him the dignity that he deserves.
虽然这个人可能已经放弃了任何的希望了，但是耶稣看到他真正的需要，医治了他，还给他应得的尊严。So
there were no conditions on the man for him to be healed. Jesus doesn't ask him about his faith or what the circumstances were that brought him to the pool.
耶稣没有要求这个人达到什么条件才去选择医治他，他也没有问这个人有没有信心，又或者为什么来到这个水池。He
simply invites the man to express what he wants and to have hope.
耶稣只是单单地邀请他讲出自己的渴求，并且重新燃起希望。
Now, when I think of what Jesus did, I think about my own attitude towards serving others.
这个故事让我反思，让我服侍别人的态度究竟是怎样的呢？
Do I put conditions or expectations on the people that I'm serving?
我有没有将条件或者期望加诸在我服侍的人身上啊？
Do I do things that I think is the best, but it's actually not what they need?
定是还是我做一些自以为最好，但不是对方真正需要的事呢？
Now, I learned from a very impactful ministry that runs a meal program in Vancouver. And for a long time, they used to make guests participate in a worship service before they could eat.
我在温哥华一个提供膳食的事工学到非常深刻的一课。在过去一段长的时间，他们是要求宾客一定先参加崇拜，之后才可以吃饭的。But
eventually, they changed this practice because it wasn't sensitive to their guests.
但后来他们都改变了这个做法，因为这样做对来宾其实不是一个体贴的关顾。Many
of the guests were indigenous who had suffered oppression from the church.
其实有很多来宾是原住民，他们曾经在教会受过逼迫。And
other guests had grown up with abusive experiences from the church.
亦有些人在教会的成长过程当中曾经经历过虐待。So
to force these guests to participate in worship service before they could eat didn't center their needs, so the ministry changed the practice.
所以要强迫来宾在参加崇拜之后才可以吃饭，其实是没有将他们的需要放在聚焦点，所以最后他们都改变了这个做法了。Now,
the ministry certainly still serves spiritual needs as they invite their guests to attend worship services and Bible study if they choose.
当然啦，这个事工到今天仍然有照顾来宾属灵的需要嘅，但系佢哋就让来宾自行去选择是否参加崇拜啊，又或者系查经小组。And
this gives the guests power to make decisions about their lives. And giving people power is a reminder that they have dignity and that they're not just a project or a cause.
咁样做咧，其实系将权力归还翻俾个来宾，等佢哋可以为自己嘅生命作出选择。 当人有权力的时间，就提醒他们是有尊严的，并不是单单一个事工的对象。And
that's what I see Jesus doing when he asks this man if he wants to get well.
当耶稣问这个病人，你想痊愈吗？其实就是这样的意思了。Now,
when the man tells the Jewish leaders, this caught the leaders' attention because Jesus did this on a Sabbath.
当个病人同犹太领袖讲起呢件事嘅时候咧，立刻就引起咗犹太领袖嘅注意，因为嗰日系安息日。
So then Jesus' actions put him up against the leaders, and this was the risk that Jesus took in order to serve the man.
耶稣嘅行动咧，令佢同中立领袖对立，呢一个系耶稣为咗服侍呢一个人所愿意承担嘅风险。
See, the leaders, they were very good at finding things that they didn't agree with. And they were concerned that this man, he was carrying a mat, not that he had been healed.
啲领袖最叻就系挑剔噶啦，佢哋关心嘅咧唔系呢个人已经得着医治，而系佢喺安息日拎起咗张席啊。
Their focus was on requirements that had been added to the laws, and they put these above compassion and mercy for people, which is actually what the law was supposed to be for.
宗教领袖专注规条，仲将守规条咧放喺怜悯同埋慈爱之上，忽略咗律法原本系应该用嚟表达对人嘅爱。
But their concern with keeping these requirements overshadowed the good that Jesus had done to empower this man.
他们只着眼守规条，完全掩盖了耶稣所做的好事，就是要给回能力和尊严这个病人。
So instead of recognizing the good that Jesus had done, the leaders confront him for breaking the Sabbath.
他们不单止没有承认过耶稣所做的好事，还反过来指控他破坏了安息日。
But Jesus wasn't interested in arguing with the leaders, but rather,Jesus says that he is working just like his father.
不过耶稣并没有兴趣同他们去争辩，他只是说天父仍然作工，他都一样在做工。
So even on the Sabbath, God's work of compassion, of mercy, of restoration, it continues.
即使是安息日，神的怜悯、慈爱和复活的工作都不会停止。
So Jesus challenged the power of the leaders, and this made them want to kill him.
耶稣挑战了领袖的权力，所以他们都想杀了耶稣。
But despite this risk, Jesus' actions remind us. It reminds us that it's always the right time to do God's work.
不过纵使有风险，耶稣的行动提醒了我们，行神的工作永远都是正确的时候。
It's always the right time to show compassion and mercy.
永远都是去展现怜悯和慈爱的时候。
It's always the right time to serve people in need.
永远都是去服侍有需要的人的时候。
So at IJM, we follow Jesus' example to serve people in need. And in particular, we serve vulnerable people who need protection from violence.
在国际行义会，我们跟随耶稣的榜样去服侍有需要的人，特别是服侍那些需要免受暴力侵害的弱势社群。
I've previously shared with you about our work to fight slavery and to fight human trafficking.
我之前同大家分享过，我哋嘅事工系致力去打击奴役同埋人口贩卖。
Now, slavery is illegal almost everywhere in the world, but still today there are 50 million women, children, and men, and even children who are forced to work in terrible conditions for little or for no pay.
奴役几乎喺全世界所有嘅地方都系违法嘅，但系到咗今时今日，仍然有5,000,000嘅女性。男性甚至乎是儿童被迫在非常之恶劣的环境下工作，收入微薄，甚至乎是没有收入的。
And the people who are trapped in slavery, they often suffer abuse from their employers, and they are waiting for help.
很多时候，这些被困在奴役的人，往往还会受到雇主的虐待，他们只能够等人来拯救。
Now, IJM also works around the world, to protect women and children from forms of violence.
国际行义会在世界各地努力工作，保护妇女和儿童免受暴力伤害。
See, in some communities, when a man assaults his wife, it's seen as a family dispute matter, that shouldn't be reported to the authorities.
在某些社区，男人打老婆会被视作为家事，是不应该上报给执法部门的。
And then, for many children, sexual abuse can be considered a regular occurrence.
对于很多小朋友来讲，性侵犯还是一件经常发生的事。
So nearly one in five girls is sexually abused at least once in her lifetime.
几乎在每五个女孩子当中，就有一位曾经遭受过性侵犯。
And up to half of sexual assaults are committed against girls who are under 16 years old.
高达一半的性侵犯个案，受害人是未满16岁的女孩子。
So this is simply unacceptable, but crimesThey often don't get reported because people don't believe that the justice system can help them.
这些情况是完全不能够可以接受，但是很多罪案都没有被人去举报，因为大家都不相信司法系统是能够帮到他们。
So for these women, for these children, they need the hope for healing and for protection.
对于这些小朋友和妇女来说，他们需要得到医治和被保护的盼望。
Slavery and violence occur because someone is abusing power over someone else who doesn't have it. This is injustice.
奴役和暴力之所以会发生，是因为有人滥用权力去欺压没权力的人，这个就是不公义。
So at IJM, we want to do justice by protecting vulnerable people.
在国际行议会，我们透过保护弱势社群去践行神的公义。
We do this by working with local authorities to rescue people who are trapped in slavery and violence.
我们同当地政府部门合作，去拯救被困在奴役和暴力入面的人。
And then we care for survivors so that they can experience healing and restoration.
之后我们会照顾生患者，帮助他们经历医治和复活。
And then as people see that their justice systems are working better, they're more willing to use it.
当大家见到司法系统有改善的时候，大家就会有更加多的信心，同时去愿意使用它。
As the justice system becomes stronger, it's more effective, and this has brought great change in the communities where IJM works.
而当司法系统越见强大，就越见有效，为我们服侍的社区带来积极正面的改变。
So IJM is now working in 19 countries around the world to protect people from violence, and in our field offices, 90% of the staff are nationals to their country.
国际行议会目前在19个国家推行事工，去保护人免受暴力伤害，而我们在各个地区办事处的同工有九成都是当地人。
And this is important because they best understand the needs of their community. We cannot just be going in as foreigners thinking that we know the best way to help.
这一点是非常重要的，因为他们才是真正明白到自己社区的所需所要。我们不可以单凭外来人的身份，就以为自己最清楚怎样去帮助当地人。
And for the mission to have long-lasting impact, it must have strong local leadership.
要令事工有长远的影响力，就必须要有强而有力的本地领导。
And it must also be informed from the experiences of the survivors themselves.
还要聆听新患者自身的经历去带领事工。
So one of IJM's initiatives is called the Global Survivor Network. And this network is a group of people, survivors, who are now leading the movement to protect people from violence worldwide.
国际行议会有一个全球生患者网络计划，这个网络是由一班生患者组成，他们带领着推动保护人免受暴力伤害的运动。
And in their work centers the people that we serve.To give them power.
他们的工作是将受助者放在中心点，赋予他们力量。
Their voices are critical because their lived experiences provide the best insight. So for IJM's programs, we require that survivor input is given in order for how our programs are run.
他们的声音是非常重要的，因为亲身的经历才最能够带出真实的见解。所以在国际行议会的计划里面，一定会有他们的意见去带领事工。
And this challenges our biases and our assumptions on what might work and on what communities need. And this improves the accountability to the people that we serve.
这个做法还会挑战我们原本的偏见和假设，令到我们不会自以为是，以为自己最清楚什么最适合，或者是个社区什么的真正需要，帮助到我们的受害者，对他们有一个真正的交代。
And the survivor leaders work to inspire positive change.
生患者领袖致力去推动正面改变。
They can share their stories with government officials who have the authority to make changes to their justice system.
他们会和政府官员分享自己的故事，推动司法制度的改革。
They can educate their communities so that people within them have more confidence in how the system works.
他们都会教育自己的社区，令群众对于司法系统有更加大的信心。
The network started in 2019 with the first leadership council, and since then, it has grown to 5,000 members in 13 countries.
全球生患者网络由2019年开始，已经发展到去13个国家，5000名成员。
And they are the members are survivors of slavery, survivors of violence or police abuse, people who have experienced abuse of power, but now they're experiencing power in a different way.
成员本身嘅会系奴役、暴力同埋警权滥用嘅生患者，但系佢哋而家有新嘅力量啦。
Through the network, they've been empowered to advocate for justice.
透过这个网络，他们得到力量去为公义发声。
And each member has a unique story, and I want to share one with you today.
每一位成员都有他们自己独特的故事，今天我想和大家分享其中一个。
So this is Collins, who grew up in a remote village in Kenya. Collins was the firstborn of 8 children, and his family was very poor. So his parents couldn't afford to send all of the kids to school, so Collins dropped out when he was in secondary school to start working.
Collins 在非洲肯亚一个偏远的村落长大，他是八个兄弟姊妹里面的长子，家里非常贫穷。他的父母呢并没有能力送所有小朋友去读书，所以 Collins 在中学的时候已经辍学出来做事了。
So as he grew older, Collins' main goal was to support his siblings. And by the time he was 25, he was married and he wanted to improve his circumstances. So he moved to the city and found a job as a security guard.
长大之后呢 Collins 的最大目标都是养活他的八个兄弟姊妹了。到了25岁的时间他已经结了婚并且下定决心改变自己的生活条件。所以就搬了出省找了一份保安的工作了。
Now one night he heard a commotion in a building nearby.
有一晚他听到附近大厦有些骚动的声音。
And when he went to find out what was happening, he saw some other guards who were arguing with a police officer.
当他走到落去睇下发生咩事嘅时间呢，他见到有其他嘅保安正喺度同一名警察争执。
But before he could learn any details, Collins was placed in handcuffs.
不过喺等佢了解清楚发生咩事之前呢，佢已经被人哋扣上个手铐啦。
See, this police officer had just been robbed, and Collins tried to explain that he had nothing to do with it, but none of the officers would listen to him.
原来那个警察刚刚被人打劫了。Collins 当然是有尝试过去解释自己同件事完全没关系了，不过没有一个警察肯听他讲话。
So Collins and another guard, they were arrested and accused of being the ones who robbed this police officer.
最后他同埋另外一名保安都被人拉了，仲被诬告打劫警察。
Now, when the police have the public's trust, they can protect the most vulnerable in their society.
当警察得到公众的信任，他们当然能够保护社会上最脆弱的人。
But the problem is that sometimes the police not only fail to do this, but they can abuse their authority to extort bribes or to hurt citizens.
但问题是，有时警察不单止做不到这件事，还滥用权力去贿赂勒索，甚至乎是伤害市民。
So then instead of protecting the community,They're the ones who are committing violence, and it's very hard to hold them accountable because of their influence and their position.
结果警察没保护到社会，反而成为施暴者，又因为他们的地位和影响力要追究责任起上来，真的非常困难。
So in Kenya, since 2007, more than 1,500 people have been killed by police or reported missing. And of these cases, only 28 prosecutions have started. So that's less than 2%.
在非洲肯亚自2007年开始已经有超过1500人口是被警察杀害和报称失踪。但是在这些案件里面只有28宗能够进入到检控程序，是少过2%的比率。
So for victims of this type of abuse, they need the hope that the justice system will protect them.
对于这些受害者来说，他们需要有希望，相信司法系统是真的能够保护他们。
So Collins, he was charged with robbery with violence. And this is a charge that could lead to the death sentence.
Collins 当时是被控暴力抢劫，这一项罪名有可能被判处死刑。
And even before his trial, he'd have to go to jail unless he could pay bail of 1,000,000 shillings. So that's about $10,000 at the time. And of course, Collins didn't have that much money. So he was taken to prison.
在审讯之前呢，如果 Collins 交唔出100,000 shillings，相等于大概$10,000嘅保释金啦，就要入狱。咁 Collins 当然系冇咁多钱啦，所以就被送咗入去监狱啦。
And this was devastating to him and his family. His wife was pregnant, and she had to leave their home in the city to move back to the village just to survive.
呢件事对于佢同埋屋企人嚟讲，系一个非常之沉重嘅打击。佢太太当时有咗身孕，为咗保存佢哋嘅生计啦，被迫离开自己嘅屋企，翻去乡下度生活。
So while waiting for trial, Collins told a prisoner officer what had happened, and this officer thought it didn't make sense because there didn't appear to be enough evidence to arrest him.
在监狱入面呢 ，Collins 同一个狱警去分享自己嘅故事。嗰个狱警听完嘅故事之后，都觉得整件事并唔合理，根本系冇足够证据去捉 Collins 坐监嘅。
So this officer knew IJM and referred his case so that our lawyers could assist Collins.
这个狱警认识国际行议会，所以就将 Collins 的案件转介给我们的律师去帮助。
And our team, knowing that Collins was in prison, we wanted to encourage him, so our team shared his story with our prayer partners and our church partners.
同時間我們的團隊也非常想去鼓勵 Collins， 所以我們就跟我們的禱告夥伴和不同的教會分享了 Collins 的故事。
And many people responded by sending him cards and letters which our team brought to him in prison. And this was a dark time while Collins waited for his trial, but he held on to the hope of justice.
大家聽完 Collins 的故事之後，紛紛都寫上心意卡和信給 Collins， 而我們的團隊也一一將心意送到監獄當中。在等候审讯的期间是非常之黑暗，但是 Collins 一直紧紧找住对公义的盼望。
So it was 2 years after he was arrested, Collins finally had his day in court, where the judge ruled in his favor, and he was found not guilty of these false charges, and Collins was free.
在被捕两年之后， Collins 终于上庭受审，法官认为一切的指控都是虚假的，判他无罪，他终于重获自由。
So we celebrated that Collins was free, but our walk with him didn't end with his release.
我哋好开心 Collins 可以重获自由，但系我哋同佢嘅同行咧，并冇因为佢出狱而就咁结束。
IJM supported Collins' case for compensation for the way that the authorities had treated him, and this started another chapter for Collins because it's very hard to receive compensation in these cases.
基于执法部门对他的不公平对待，国际行议会是非常支持 Collins 去争取赔偿的。但是在同类型的案件里面，要获得赔偿真的非常艰难。
Because the process is complicated, and many victims may not have the resources to first establish their case for compensation.
整个过程是非常复杂，而且受害人根本没有足够的资源去做这些事。
And also the culture within law enforcement can make it hard to recognize wrong arrests, so there's often not enough support from the authorities.
加上執法部門的文化，令到承認錯誤拘捕係變得非常之困難，所以通常咧都唔能夠得到足夠嘅官方支持。
And there's also the risk when you go against the authorities.
而且仲有挑戰執法部門嘅風險。
I think about the prison officer who alerted IJM to Collins' case. Like, I don't know what the officer stands to gain from this, but the officer believes it's right to do justice for those who have been treated unfairly.
我想起那位提醒国际行议会去关注 Collins 那位狱警。我不知道这位狱警可以得到什么好处，不过他觉得为了受不公平对待的人伸张正义是一件正确的事。
And there's risk to the survivors and to our team.When we pursue justice, because we've dealt with cases where police have harassed citizens because they brought complaints against them for their actions.
当我哋系追求公义嘅时间，其实对幸存者同埋我哋团队都构成咗非常之大嘅风险。我哋曾经处理过一啲案件，警方因为要报复投诉佢哋嘅市民，而反过嚟骚扰市民。
In one of our worst cases, Willie, who's in the middle, he's an IJM lawyer. He was murdered.Along with his client, Josephat on the left, and their driver, Joseph, on the right. They were murdered because they dared to stand up against abusive police.
在我们其中一宗最严重的案件里面，国际行议会的律师，中间的 Willie, 和他的客户左边的 Josephat, 以及是右边的司机 Joseph, 他们因为对抗滥权的警察而一起被谋杀。
So Josephat had brought a complaint against police who had shot him and also brought false charges against him. And then while this case was going on, the police abducted them, and killed them.
Josephat 曾经投诉警察向他开枪并加上虚假的指控。而在案件进行期间，警方就绑架了他们并且杀害他们。
So IJM fought for justice and walked with their families after their murders.And then when the people who were responsible were finally convicted 6 years later, this was a major step for victims of police abuse in Kenya.
国际行议会为他们争取公义，也都在他们受害之后一直陪伴他们家人。六年之后，凶手终于被定罪了。这一刻对于在肯亚因为警察滥权而受伤害的人来说，是一个很大的突破。
And now every time we share the story, we remember them, we remember their commitment.Seek justice for victims of violence.
每一次我哋纪念佢哋，我哋都唔会忘记佢哋为受暴力对待嘅受害者寻求公义嘅坚持。
There's always risk when you seek justice because it disrupts power.
追求公义永远都有风险，因为咁样做系会动摇到既有嘅权力架构。
And that's why we want to make sure that people who have suffered because someone else has abused their power are treated fairly with compassion.
但是我们仍然要确保被滥权伤害的人可以得到公平、怜悯和慈爱的对待。
And this is the impact that you make by supporting IJM. And it's the work of God's justice. And it's always the right time to serve people who are in need.
这个就是大家支持国际行义会所带来的正面影响。因为参与神的公义的工作，服侍有需要的人，永远都是适当的时候。
So, 2 years after Collins was acquitted, the judge also ordered and declared that the state had abused its power and awarded 2 million shillings in compensation.
在 Collins 被判无罪两年之后，法官亦都宣判国家滥用权力，判处200万先令作为赔偿。
Now, when Collins was told of the award, he was still skeptical because these awards are very rare. But IJM persevered with him. And when it became clear that the award was finally going to come, Collins knew what this would mean for him and his family.
当 Collins 听到这个判决的时候，他最初都半信半疑的，因为这一类型的判决实在是非常之罕见。但是国际行议会一直跟他坚守到底，当最终判决落实的时候， Collins 明白到公义被彰显和这一份赔偿对于他和家人的意义来讲有多大。
So Collins bought a flour mill for his wife, and this way she could be empowered by having work.
Collins 用賠償金買了個麵粉廠給太太，讓太太可以透過工作得到力量和尊嚴。
And he has invested in a project to construct rental homes because he wants to create something meaningful for his community.
他還投資了在出租屋，因為他想為社區帶來有意義的改變。
And Collins is now a leader within the Global Survivor Network, where he is a passionate advocate for justice.
今日 Collins 已经成为全球生还者网络的领袖之一，热心为公义发声。
So he uses his power to work for a stronger justice system and to inspire survivors to not give up.
他运用自己的力量去推动司法制度的改革，并且鼓励其他幸存者要坚持下去。
Now we share the stories of survivors, so we can celebrate their strength and their restoration, and just to give them the dignity that they deserve.
我们分享幸存者的故事，是要见证他们的坚强和复原，也都给他们应得的尊严。
And Collins also remembers the encouragement that he received from the church when he was in prison, because he still rereads the letters today that he received to reflect on the hope that sustained him throughout his case.
Collins 到了今天，依然记得自己坐监的时间，教会给了他有多大的鼓励。到今天他重读当时的信件，有时都会回想那一份支持他走过整个案件的盼望。
And he wants to encourage the church to stand up for justice. So this is Collins' message for the church.
他亦都希望教会能够为公义站起来。以下是 Collins 想分享给教会的一些信息。
Naomba kanisa, isiwache watu wa Mungu wateseke, wale hawana hatia, ama wale hawana makosa. Wajaribu sana kuwaombea, wajaribu sana.Kuwapigania ili nao wapate uhuru wao waje waungane pamoja ili kazi ya Mungu iwe rahisi kufanyika.
Collins 希望教会能够站起来为公义去发声，亦都为属神的人希望能够得到拯救，令到他们不要再受到伤害。
So friends, there are millions of people like Collins who are victims of violence because other people abuse their power.
世界上有几百万的人好像 Collins 一样，因为有人滥用权力而成为暴力的受害者。
But we as the church are called to be like Jesus, to be on the side of the vulnerable, to use our power to stand with them.
但是作为教会，我们被呼召要效法耶稣，站在弱势社群的一边，用我们的力量去支持他们。
So as we close, I'll invite you to reflect, what kind of power do you have?
在我们结束之前，我想邀请大家去想一想，你手上擁有的是一份什麼力量啊？
Perhaps you have economic power where you can give to support the work of justice.
可能你有經濟上面的力量，可以透過奉獻去支持公義的工作。
Or maybe you have a social power where you can use your influence, your networks and relationships to affect change to do good.
又或者你有社會上面的力量，可以透過你的影響力和人際關係帶來美好的改變。
Because at IJM we seeThat God is at work to this very day, and I'm honored to say thank you. We're thankful for your partnership with us in this work. And if you'd like to engage more with our mission, of course, I'd be delighted to speak with you.
在国际行义会，我哋见到上帝今天仍然系不断咁工作，而我哋亦都非常之感恩，因为你哋同我哋同行一齐参与。如果你哋想进一步参与国际行义会嘅使命，我系非常之乐意同你去倾一倾。
I'll invite you to stand with me. Let's pray together.
喺我哋进入敬拜之前，我想邀请大家站立，让我哋一齐同心祷告。
Father God, we thank you that you are a God of justice.Of mercy, of compassion. And because you are these things, God, we know that those who are weak, who are poor, who are vulnerable, they have hope because you have your heart for them. Your heart is on the side of those who are oppressed, who receive injustice. So God, we pray that you will shape us to have your heart for the poor, your heart for justice.Shape us, God, so that we can be a part of your work, of your justice in this world. So we give thanks, God, that you are with us, and that it is our heart to be your people, to serve the people around us. We give thanks and we pray these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.